Blood Victory by Christopher Rice, performed by Lauren Ezzo. Whenever Cyrus Mattingly sees an automated ticket machine, he thinks of closed factories and good men thrown out of work, of winds whistling through the shuttered prairie towns of his youth, and he feels a combination of rage and despair so acute he usually ends up clenching his fists until the nubs of his filed fingernails make white indentations in his palms. He's never considered himself a political man. His life affords him freedom from politics, along with many other things. But there's no denying that the automation of the world around him and his country's complete disregard for the places where he grew up go hand in hand, throwing good men out of work circuit by circuit and swipe by swipe. He avoids swiping now. It's one of Mother's many rules. Cash only. Nothing traceable in the days leading up to a snatch. This includes his ticket to the 7:15 showing of Sister Trip. Another rule. Wear clothes that hide the bulk of your figure. Nothing so ridiculous as a trench coat and sunglasses. More like light waffle print coats and baggy hooded sweaters, even when it's a touch too warm to justify the outfit. The whole world's got cameras now, she constantly reminds them, and your figure can give away as much about you as your face. And she's right. Cameras and automated ticket machines, and those QR code things you can read on your phones. It's like humans are trying to get rid of everything that requires effort. And that's a shame. He's found great peace in his efforts. But he didn't find it alone. Dressed in a button-front leather coat and a Dallas Cowboys baseball cap, Cyrus walks through the entrance to the AMC North Park Center, leaving the cheerful buzz of the shopping mall behind him. The crowd's thick, but it's not quite what he'd hoped. The movie business is also changing. He'd read an article just the other day that said the type of film he'd been using for years now, the chick flick, they called it, was showing up in theaters less and less. These online companies, the streamers, they called them, were making them so women could just sit at home on their sofas and watch one right after the other. No driving to the theater, no parking, no running into a man like him. That was all well and good, he guessed, but it made it all that much harder for him to find new seedlings. Used to be, he could hit a multiplex on any given weekend and there'd be at least three or four to choose from. Movies about wedding planners who finally find love. Movies about sisters finding ways to get along that also snag them new boyfriends. Movies where the majority of the audience was women, most of them alone, some in the company of reluctant husbands and boyfriends and, more recently, homo friends, who seemed just as interested in the movie as they were.